12.
Jimmy stood in the corner of the room with one leg and both arms drawn up in front of him defensively.
Get that thing away from me!
He shouted. Agents Miller and Murphy were both up on their feet, gesticulating wildly.
What's wrong with you?
Agent Murphy cried. Agent Miller yelled,
You idiot! Get out of here before I smack you!
They were in the conference room that Agent Miller and Agent Murphy had claimed as their command center at Seattle Police Headquarters, and they were all addressing an officer who was standing in the door holding a laptop computer.
What?
Officer Kyle asked.
You said you needed a computer.
I said we'd need a computer. I didn't say I wanted you to bring it to me,
Jimmy said, still forcing himself into the corner.
Get that thing out of here!
Miller bellowed.
What?
Officer Kyle said, still not understanding.
This is a good computer.
Exactly,
Jimmy said.
And if you get it too close to me, I'll destroy the hard drive.
Officer Kyle asked Jimmy,
Are you threatening to damage Seattle PD property, old man?
He's not,
Miller said.
But I promise to damage a Seattle police officer if you don't get out of here.
Jimmy took on the most soothing tone he could muster while still actively cringing.
I'm not threatening to do anything, son. I just have a strong magnetic field, and I break any computer that gets too close to me for too long.
Kyle said,
Oh, that's nonsense. This computer works fine. I turned it on to make sure. Look, I'll show you.
He opened the computer and looked at the screen. Nothing happened. After a second, he hit the space bar a couple of times. Still, nothing happened. He pressed the power button. When nothing continued to happen, he said,
I'll be damned. It was just working a minute ago.
Officer Kyle timidly left the room. Agent Miller angrily watched him go. Agent Murphy and Jimmy reclaimed the seats they had hastily vacated when the officer had entered.
Let me get this straight, Agent Murphy said. You can't prove that what you're telling us is true without access to a computer. But if we get a computer anywhere near you, it stops working. You didn't think this out very well, did you, Jimmy?
I have a plan, Agent Murphy. I promise you I do. And the first step of the plan is to keep whatever computer we end up using far away from me.
Great, Miller said. Step one, you don't use a computer. Done. What's next?
Jimmy said,
I have designed a system that will let me direct one of you while you use a computer. There's a list of items we'll need in one of the notebooks you confiscated. I assume they are locked in the evidence vault? Sadly, it's a rather bulky apparatus, so we'll need a lot more room than we have, even in this conference room. Once we have that, I will direct the two of you to the file that will prove that I've been telling you the truth.
Miller shook his head.
So, after we move you to a larger space and buy you a bunch of stuff, then and only then you'll prove that the cock and bull story you've been feeding us is true. I don't like it. Not one bit.
I assure you that none of the items on the list are expensive or dangerous,
Jimmy explained. Agent Miller walked to Jimmy's end of the table. He towered imposingly over the older, seated man.
Look, he said. You know a bunch of things that nobody outside of our investigation is supposed to know, but that doesn't mean that Murph and I have to buy everything you say. You're asking us to believe that everything in the world, including us, is fake. Well, I want to see some proof before I even bother to look at your list, let alone buy you any of the stuff on it.
Jimmy said,
First of all, I'm not saying that anything is fake. I assure you, Agent Miller, you and your partner are real. You're just real parts of a computer program. That's all.
Agent Murphy said,
There, Miller. Doesn't that make you feel better?
Agent Miller didn't look like he felt any better. Jimmy continued,
As for proof, how much proof do you need? You've seen what my presence does to any electronics. I've noticed neither of you brings your cell phones anywhere near me anymore. You saw Martin Banks disappear right before your eyes when you had him in custody. How do you explain that? Come to think of it, how did you explain that? You can't have written the kid vanished on your official report. If you could, I doubt you'd be desperate enough to still be dealing with me, would you?
The door to the conference room swung open. Officer Kyle bounded in triumphantly.
Good news! I found you another laptop!
He held the computer up like a prize as he started across the room to give it to Jimmy. In an instant, Jimmy was back on his feet, pressing himself into the corner, trying to put as much space between himself and the computer as he could.
"Don't bring it to me!"
Jimmy cried.
"I don't want it! Just keep it out there and let Agent Murphy look at it!"
Officer Kyle stopped, confused.
"You told me to get you a computer. I got you one. I'm sorry the last one didn't work, but this one does, I promise. Look!"
Officer Kyle opened the laptop and instantly looked stricken.
"I promise it was just working. I'll reboot it."
Agent Murphy stood and guided the young officer to the door by the shoulder, saying,
"You do that. And if this computer doesn't work, you'll find us another. And when you do, just leave it outside the door and come get us."
Officer Kyle mumbled noncommittally as he left the room. Agent Murphy closed the door behind him, and the room returned to some sort of normalcy. Agent Murphy said,
"To answer your question about how we explained the Banks kid's disappearance, we just wrote that he escaped custody via unknown means. We don't really have to come up with an explanation until we catch and prosecute him."
Jimmy said,
"Yeah, I'm sure your supervisors will find that real satisfying. You can't explain what Martin did, how it was illegal, or how he got away from you."
"And you can?"
Agent Murphy asked.
"And I will,"
Jimmy answered.
"But for what it's worth, I don't believe you're going to end up prosecuting Martin, or anybody else. I don't think any of us have broken any laws."
"He deposited tens of thousands of dollars into his personal bank account without doing anything to earn it, and without being given it by anyone. How can he possibly do that in any way that's legal?"
"The way he did it is legal, as I've told you before, because nobody's made it illegal yet. He didn't steal it from anybody. Nobody was deprived by his actions. He didn't take the money from anyone. He created it himself."
Agent Miller smirked.
"Sounds like counterfeiting to me."
The door blasted open again, and Officer Kyle bolted in, holding the laptop. It was open, and the screen was showing a desktop cluttered with icons. He held it facing away from himself so as to show the men in the room.
"Look, see, I told you it worked!"
Jimmy didn't bother to get up this time. He just looked at Officer Kyle, pointed at the computer, and made a twirling motion with his index finger. The officer turned the computer around, looked at the screen, and yelled,
"Damn!"